And our last case this morning is King versus Harrington.
May it please the court. My name is Ross Scacia. I'm the attorney for the appellants in this case. This, Your Honor, is an automobile accident case in which the trial court jury found that the case should be decided on liability. The jury verdict, as we all know since law school, to alter a jury verdict on facts is a monumental job. However, the cases we listed, there are some rare instances in which that can happen. And we argue here that it should happen in this case because a review of the transcript in this case, I don't see where there's any evidence to support. There's no reasonable explanation for finding for the defense in this case. The standard test, as we all know, is whether any reasonable person could come to the conclusion.
And since you consider yourself the most reasonable man in Indiana,
I wish I was, Your Honor.
You take the position that you don't understand it, that should settle the matter. Not bad, though.
Yeah, I think the transcript is what I'm supporting here.
We have perused the briefs and the transcripts, counsel. Yeah. So. Well, I'm curious about a couple of the arguments made in the briefs. One of them had to do with the introduction of insurance. For what purpose was this? The existence of insurance offered in terms of liability?
Well, generally, the general rule there, Your Honor, is that...
General rule in the federal system is it doesn't win unless you've got a specific reason. I was just curious as to what
exactly
you thought the reason was.
Exactly. And I think that's rule of evidence 411. But
yeah.
Despite 411, the last part of 411...
Why do you want it in, though? Give me that. What does it do to assist the jury in determining liability?
It wasn't offered for that purpose, Your Honor.
What was it offered for?
It wasn't offered at all. It happened to be a prohibition imposed by the trial court on a motion.
You mean they didn't want to put it in?
No.
Then why was it discussed at all?
It was discussed because under fear of mistrial, if anybody mentioned insurance...
Yeah, but I mean, why is it discussed in this court if it wasn't an issue in the trial court?
Well, I guess because of fundamental error, Your Honor.
Well, do you think it's a fundamental error to keep it out when everybody agrees it should be kept out?
Well, you're asking me whether I agreed.
I'm asking
you In hindsight, I should not have agreed.
It was agreed.
Should have objected. I did not object. I admit my failure to object.
All right, so that takes care of that. We can't cover that issue. What's the next
According
issue?
To the case law, you cannot call it, especially the Kaplinsky case. And so, therefore, I must add, Your Honor, that throughout the trial, this inability to mention insurance prevented the plaintiff.
We set that to one side now. We've already determined we can't touch that one. What's the next one?
Well, the next one had to do with the limitation of the testimony of the police officer in the case who did the crash report and the crash report itself, in which this police officer who... again, should have been qualified as an expert witness.
I understand it, the redaction of the police officer's statement and the question of insurance were both taken out with agreement of both parties. Nobody beefed about that at all.
Well,
so that can't
because,
be
because of the ruling on the motion in limine.
Well, in any event, it's waived. It's not before us. Okay, now what's next?
The photograph, Exhibit E.
Was there a beef about the photograph on the trial level? Did anybody complain about it?
Did anyone complain about it? Well...
Or did it go in by agreement?
There wasn't any reason to complain. Until
so it went in by agreement?
It went in by agreement.
Well, then there's no beef there. What's the next thing?
Well, then that's the entire case, Your Honor.
There we go.
That's the entire case. And you're looking at... because of whatever reason I decided to make these decisions in the district court, whether it had to do with overconfidence, whether the focus of the case was
It's very difficult to ask you to save you from yourself. You made decisions and you're stuck with them. That's here.
I do believe that still in all, the cases cited here allow for a reversal when there's a fundamental error.
We'll chill check. Thank you. Now, you can rise up and talk me out of something if you want. But
Mr. O'Connor.
By golly, you're going to, huh?
I'm just going to introduce myself. Good morning, Joe O'Connor from Bloomington, Indiana, Your Honors. And if you have any further questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. But otherwise, we will rely on the information contained in our appellate brief.
I have no questions, counsel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The case will be taken under advisement. The court is in recess until 9:30 tomorrow morning.